Somewhat amazed, to be honest with you, Catherine. I've seen the headline. I haven't read the article, and I'm a little astonished at it, because, you know, for me, I think it's something, you know, that won't work. There are a number of issues here, I suppose. There are issues, I suppose, first and foremost, with regard to resources within the local authority. I do know that Leitrim County Council has recruited some community wardens. I can't imagine, but maybe it is possible that they will be doing this type of work, but I can't imagine that they would. I do know, I suppose, that over the last 12 or 18 months that, I suppose, staff from the environment section, I think it is, within the local authority, would have been inspecting fuel outlets in Leitrim. In cases, they would have brought samples of fuel from these. Now, these are outlets that may have a ton or two of coal. They maybe have another business as well, but it's there. And I know that they've been inspected them and brought some of their fuel for our sampling. These are registered businesses, small businesses here in North Leitrim and throughout Leitrim, I suppose. And, you know, for me, I suppose, I think this is a little like the whole motor fuel, where, I don't know, what's behind this? Are they looking to stop fuel coming in from the north? Is that what's behind this? Because I know that, and anybody who lives in a border county knows that there is people, we have people here now, for example, going to Belcoo for their petrol and their diesel and their coal. And there's no doubt about that. And they're doing this, I suppose, because it's cheaper there.
So do you think that the council should bring in these measures, Councillor Fallon? I mean, if it were to work realistically, I know you're saying that they possibly don't have the resources to do this, but ultimately, if it is a government directive and if it were to work effectively, they'd kind of have to, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't see how it will work. You know, I think it's somewhat crazy. And I'll give the example, and we'll bring it back to coal and to fuel in general. You know, some people will drive by a filling station or a small outlet in their local village to go somewhere else for fuel. And that's okay. But I know, because a number of years ago I helped a young gentleman with a business plan who bought a store selling feed stuff, and there was a diesel pump at it. Now, the margins in fuel are minimal. I think at that stage it was 3 or 4 cents a litre, you know. It wouldn't pay him at all to go selling the fuel, you know. But what happens then is, if we drive by these outlets, and this is my problem with government and government policy on this, drive by these outlets, go to outlets in Fermanagh or wherever, the outlets in Leitrim will close. And everybody will be given out about it then and wondering what happened. So it's a crazy scenario. I think it's unworkable. And if they want to address the issue of people going to the north for fuel, whether it's coal, petrol, diesel, heating oil, whatever, you know, address it through a cost of living measure. Because that's why people are going and travelling to buy this fuel in other counties and in counties in the north.